producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Dougie.
Good day. Well, this is your turn to talk. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Friday program. Good day. Okay, so Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. I'm not there. I'm in Palm Springs this morning. The local chatter is about the latest information from those inmates who escaped from the California jail. Apparently, these maximum security inmates from the Orange County Jail were being taught English as a second language, and the teacher is involved in this caper. Somehow, she must have fallen in love. Would you say that that's the idea that she worked as a translator or somebody teaching English as a second language? Then she got a job working at the prison. And then along with them stealing a van, I thought this was kind of interesting. So they go to Craigslist, and they see what's for sale. And some guy's trying to sell a 2008 Chevy van. So they go to his house. Hey, let's take it for a test drive. So they take it for a test drive, and they never come back.
That's what I would do. So, if I were hardened criminals trying to escape the prison system. I don't mean to laugh.
I mean,
but, you know,
it's laughable, even though, I mean, it's so, the incompetence is so the thick here that it's hard not to laugh at it, even though these are very dangerous dudes.
I just don't know. As a woman, I do not know. Like, if this turns out to be true, and this is what's going on, that this translator woman actually helped these guys. Yeah. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. But if this is true, how in the world does a woman... I mean, we saw this in upstate New York with Matt and Sweat when they went on the run. They had help from this woman, seamstress who had fallen in love with them. Isn't it a deal breaker when you douse somebody's body with bleach and you set them on fire in the desert? I mean, doesn't that automatically disqualify you on items that just won't work in a in a romantic partner? I would think that's a disqualifier.
Well, you have a lot of people that are not quite well as well put together as you are or I am. So you have, and by the way, she's about a good deal older. I think she's in her 40s. These guys are all in their 20s, right?
There's one. The Iranian guy, Nairi, is 37. The other ones, I think, are younger.
But I don't think the suggestion was that it was him that she was related to, having a relationship with. It was one of the other guys. One of them is 20, and the other one is, I think, in his 30s. Mm-hmm. So the point here is these three dangerous criminals are wandering around somewhere in Southern California, so the authorities think.
Or not.
They're sleeping in this van. They may have gotten across the country, across the border. Who knows? But under the circumstances, you just kind of think to yourself, how can these people be so incompetent? And you listen to some of the local talk radio programs here, and one of the supervisors for Orange County was on with John and Ken yesterday afternoon trying to make it seem like they knew what was going on. And the sheriff woman had been sheriff for 8 years, apparently didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew what was going on. How do you have this much incompetence and still keep your job? That's the thing that a lot of people are asking. It's an important question. And you can look across the spectrum of what's going on politically and or governmentally, bureaucratically. There's incompetence on top of incompetence on top of incompetence every place you look. That's why Donald Trump has such traction. Did you watch any of that last night?
Oh, of course. Watch that. Watch the debate. Sure, I was all over the place.
What did you think of the debate?
I thought it was
not
really
much.
Weird.
Taking a deep breath.
Well, no, I actually, it was, I thought a pretty decent debate. My observations are that Megyn Kelly has become way too big for the room. She is so busy arguing her point instead of letting the other candidates answer. I think it becomes a distraction.
She's going to find herself fired looking for a job. She's got
I disagree. I actually think she's Roger Ailes' mouthpiece, and I think she's probably in a situation where he's told her she'll be the biggest star on the network, and you know, maybe she buys into that hype. But as far as the candidates go, I thought it was really interesting. It was a switch because I thought the ones that did the best, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, were Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Chris Christie. And I think and Ted Cruz, I think, got some holes punched in him last night. And he went in as the front runner on the candidates that were on the stage. I think Marco Rubio didn't necessarily perform that well. Both of them got gotchas handed to them by Megyn Kelly, who played audio and video of them saying things about immigration that they were definitely, that they haven't been representing in this election cycle. And, and it's time, I think Kasich and Carson, it's probably time for them to go. Although Carson had some good answers. It's just, did you see his closing statement?
No.
He recited the Constitution. It's just awkward. It's just awkward. I don't know why.
So how did Rand Paul move from the kids' table back upstairs to the big room?
Well, Chris Christie did. I mean, you know, what I think people don't realize is that Chris Christie, when he moved down to the low stage, had such a commanding performance. His numbers went right back up again. I think Rand Paul, he had a lot of supporters in that crowd last night. People were really screaming.
Yeah, they were really cheering him. Yeah.
And so I think,
and appropriately so, because he has a good, strong message, frankly.
Right. It depends on it depends on who, what polls they're looking at. And, you know, maybe he did himself some favors by not doing the kiddie table and doing a lot of media, because that's what he did the day of the last debate. He was all over Periscope and social media, really trying to make a presence, and he has a lot of young voters.
All right, so you said that you think Megyn Kelly is Roger Ailes' mouthpiece. Roger Ailes, for those who don't know, is the fellow that runs Fox News under Rupert Murdoch. By the way, Trump called him before. No, sorry, other way around. Ailes called called Donald Trump, and Trump said that he'd show up at the debate if Fox donated $5 million to the charity, which Donald Trump started yesterday with a $1 million donation of his own to aid wounded veterans, veterans who are getting it in the shorts from the system. That, I think, went over very well. At least it sounded like it was going over well.
$6 million by the end of the night.
$6 million yesterday.
Yeah, huge.
So did you, what do we know about any early ratings information about how the two of them stacked up against each other?
I think within the next, probably next hour or so, some of that stuff will come out.
By the time we do the TV report.
Yeah, so I'll kind of look around for that. But I thought, I mean, his rally wasn't the most exciting thing. But it was kind of cool. You know, he had stories from local people who were talking about him. I thought the craziest part of it was that Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum decided they wanted to be there, and they walked out on stage. So
on kind of Trump stage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they,
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah. No, they did.
I'd gotten here. I got out of the car.
They did the pre-show debate, and then they went over to his rally. And they didn't do much, but
was that an endorsement?
Well, I don't think it was an endorsement necessarily, but I think it was candidates who knew that there are going to be a lot of eyeballs on that stage.
Right.
And if you also think about it, I mean, Huckabee and Santorum were the winners of Iowa the last two election cycles for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was pretty smart on everybody's part to have
Up
there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's getting close. Monday and Tuesday, a lot of activity in Iowa, as most everybody knows. So that's that situation. And then week after that is New Hampshire. I'm going to be in New Hampshire at the location where all of the press and all the candidates are going to show up on Monday and Tuesday, a week from next Monday and Tuesday. And I think it'll be kind of fun, actually. So as far as comments are concerned, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. From, let's see, three or four of these, Jennifer. Rudy writes, I'm still waiting for the moment when it comes out that Clinton made some backroom deal with Trump to run for president, make an ass out of himself and other people, the political process, and then lose to her in the end. The fact that this guy still is in the race makes me question everything. Wait till Michael Bloomberg gets into the race, Mr. Rudy. That's what I'd say to you. Edgar writes, in my opinion, someone strong enough to be president can deal with a debate moderator, biased or not. When nuclear talks with Iran break down, Trump will walk away. How about when North Korea fires surface-to-air missiles over our ally South Korea? What's he going to do then? The real world is tough, buddy. Complicated, requires a steady hand. This is not the behavior of a future president. Jake writes, at least the most adult voice in the room, Rand Paul, was back on the main stage where he belonged. I agree with that. That's the one there I agree most with. 16 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntary treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling, my big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just $2 for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich part of the $2 for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I focus now on this suit against DeVry University for deceptive advertising. Do you know anybody who went to DeVry? It's a big, one of those like Phoenix, University of Phoenix, one of these private
and
schools.
If you were, yes, and if you were ever homesick from school or if you ever, that's when I became aware of DeVry. If you were ever homesick during the day, they ruled advertising during daytime television. Yeah.
Big advertiser, yeah, right. So they were claiming that 90% of their graduates seeking employment got jobs within 6 months of graduating. However, the story really, when you ferret it out, suggested right exactly that they manipulated the stats to get the results they wanted to. They counted a graduate in business administration who was working as a server in a restaurant.
But he had a job, did he not, Dougie?
Yes, he did, right, exactly. But he had a degree in technical management.
I don't think it's cheap to go to DeVry either, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Yeah. Here's another one who supposedly had a job with a Wall Street firm. He actually ended up being a mailman. 15% higher income is the claim, higher than other people that go to other schools. That's not true at all. So DeVry says they're going to vigorously contest it. Well, good information to have to chew on if you're looking at a place like that to go to school. 21 after. Good day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with a focus on the monologues from last night. Actually, there's a clip from Steve Harvey. Kara, do you have that? There's a lot. He's doing a lot of promotion. Matter of fact, I think we're inviting him to be on the program someday next week. All right, so let's do Steve Harvey, one of his advice segments from his daily talk radio. I'm sorry, talk. He does have a talk radio program, but this is his talk television program.
We're actually here celebrating our first year anniversary. So I actually want to go to a nice restaurant, but the thing is, we don't go to expensive, fancy dinners. Do you have any tips?
What makes it a romantic evening is the thought you put into it. So what you got to do is, like, call ahead, ask for a table in the corner. Let them escort you to the table. You order everything she likes, and just you, man, just pull a candle out yourself. Set it on your table and light it. Sit there with that candle and do not, under no circumstances, take your eyes off of her. And the whole time the meal coming, find something else to tell her that you love about her.
Isn't that sweet? What about that, Jennifer? You fall for a guy that did that?
I would. You know what? I'm easy.
Really? Where's
and
that song?
We also
song?
Have Conan, you know.
We have Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, Conan joking about Donald Trump boycotting the Thursday GOP debate.
Huge giant go. Republican debate tonight, but the big story is Donald Trump refuses to participate. It's a true story. He looked at the other candidates and said, those guys are crazy. No, people, he's not going to participate because he's in a war with Fox News.
Right.
Yeah, he's angry at them. Donald Trump said his war with Fox News is Christian because it's, quote, an eye for an eye. That's what he said. When told the actual quote from the New Testament is turn the other cheek, Trump said, hey, no gay stuff. That's what he said.
Pretty funny. Conan is always, I don't know, Conan makes me giggle a lot lately.
He's got a little edge to him, and it's okay. Yeah. All right, what else, Jen, do we have?
Stephen Colbert also joking about Trump and the boycott of the debate.
Iowa caucuses are this Monday and tonight. Fox News held the 7th Republican debate. Nobody tell me who won it because I am not going to watch. I've watched every other debate, but I might skip this one because somebody else already did.
Just when you thought he could not shock you anymore, he does.
Donald Trump, locked in an explosive feud with Fox News, still says he's boycotting the debate.
Trump digging in his heels, boycotting tonight's Fox News debate.
He claims debate moderator Megyn Kelly is biased against him.
That's right. Trump is skipping the debate because Megyn Kelly will be a moderator. After all, why would he want to practice going head-to-head against a strong blonde woman?
All right.
An explosive. I love that. The television. An explosive fight.
They always have to make it such a big deal.
That's a nonsense. All right. What else have we got there?
That's it. That's what we've got.
We don't have a Seth Meyers thing.
No.
All right. We got anything from Ellen or from. But that's it? That's all we have?
Oh, my. That's all. That's all she wrote.
That's all, folks.
That's all she wrote. All right. So, under the circumstances, though, these are the things that are coming that are making people laugh. I find the late-night shows are pretty similar, and they don't really deal with... Look at the list of the top 10 items this week on the countdown that we have at DougStephan.com. Presidential race, yes, it is number one, but there are plenty of other things. How much conversation has there been in these monologues about the Oscar boycott, which, by the way, it seems there's the trending item that I saw, Jen, that suggests that the Oscars are going to have added categories so they can bring in possibly some black participants. They can have some black nominees. I don't know whether that's for this year or for years down the road, but expand like the best stunt. Who did the best stunt? Mr. Lowe.
My dad was talking about that and laughing, going, what silliness.
It is silliness. 28 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. We specialize in silliness here.
In the news, Zika virus. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. A mosquito-borne virus, considered benign for decades, has become a threat to pregnant women and may also be causing neurological problems in adults. The Zika virus is now associated with a large number of birth defects, especially microcephaly, where the baby's head and brain are pathologically small. Here's the thing. If you're pregnant, you should not travel to countries affected by Zika. For the full list of countries, check out the CDC website. DCOC advice, as there's no treatment or vaccine as of yet, it's all about prevention and not getting bitten by mosquitoes. Meaning, use repellent, but these mosquitoes bite during the day, so you must use it all day long. If outdoors, always long sleeves and pants. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Check out all my latest podcasts, articles, and videos on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Program with Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Couple of important video items, Jen, including the story from Chicago about the dash cams. Apparently there's been an investigation because the Chicago Police Department found that 80% of the 850 police cars that they have that are equipped with dash cams don't work. They don't record audio. They don't record video. And the Chicago police says that this is not operable. Well, the failure is because there's operator error. But in some cases, the operator error is caused by the fact that these videos have been intentionally destroyed. So if you look at the information here, officers tampering with dash cams, cutting the microphone cords, throwing some of the stuff into their glove boxes, pulling batteries out like children. This is a city that is out of control. This city is out of control.
This city is a city that has no leadership, and it starts at the top with Rahm Emanuel, and it works its way down. And
how they put up with this stuff?
Nothing surprises me out of the city of Chicago, and it's sad because it's a beautiful city. The people there are amazingly wonderful people, and it's just so poorly managed.
Here's the New York Daily News yesterday filed a report on YouTube. After the information came out that the policemen have been ripping, or police have been ripping the wires out and ruining the dash cams.
Chicago cops have been routinely interfering with their dash cam systems, according to an investigation by DNA Info Chicago. By reviewing 1,800 dash cam maintenance logs, the Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who killed 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, had tampered with his dash cam system at least twice in the months before the fatal shooting. Video from the Laquan McDonald shooting had no sound, and the suspicious silence immediately raised red flags after the police department was forced to release the footage to the public by court order. The dash cam wiring system in the police vehicle that Van Dyke shared with his partner, Officer Joseph Walsh, was repaired on June 17, 2014, 3 months after it was reported broken. A day later, the system was reported broken again. Van Dyke pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of official misconduct in the shooting death of McDonald.
What a bunch of, you talk about boobs or worse. Man, does this get you hot under the collar? When you think about this, every level of government has this political incompetence attached to it. No matter whether you're in a small town like this Burns, Oregon, you're in a city the size of Chicago, a state the size of Virginia, or the country. Here's from an internet podcast on Watch It News, a report on the intentional dash cam damage being done in this case and in others.
According to maintenance documents, the dash cam microphone for Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke's cruiser was intentionally destroyed. The records cite multiple incidents of damage to the microphone in cruiser 6412. The dash cam was repaired on June 17, 2014, 3 months after being reported broken. On the following day, the system was reported broken again. Technicians did not repair that damage until October 8, 2014. They called the damage intentional. On October 20, 2014, the dash cam of Cruiser 6412 recorded Van Dyke's fatal shooting of Laquan McDonald. However, the following month, technicians noted the missing audio in the car's footage, citing that personnel had failed to sync the uploaded videos with the microphones. Late last year, Van Dyke was charged with 6 counts of murder and a single count of official misconduct.
This guy should go down. What is the latest on him? Do you know? I don't remember hearing anything about where...
Not a peep. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, right. This city is so corrupt. Chicago's always been sort of corrupt. You go back to the era after...
Yeah, the outfit
the
running
Dust Bowl.
Things for a while.
Yeah, oof. Okay, the FBI has released video showing the death of this fellow, Mr. Finnecombe.
Mm-hmm.
The video was shot by a plane, and it shows authorities, if you see it, it's at DougStefan.com, we posted it there, shows you that authorities stopped this truck and also a Jeep along the highway. After stopping for several minutes, the truck is seen speeding away, and then authorities are chasing him down the road at a high rate of speed. The truck heads toward a blockade set up by authorities, swerves at the last moment, goes off the road into the snow. I told you yesterday the engine was still running. The rear wheels were turning when Finnecombe got out of it. He's seen getting out, putting his hands in the air. Authorities say he reached inside his jacket at least twice where he was carrying a gun. But if his hands are up in the air when he's shot,
yeah,
what does that
do
tell
that?
You? No, you don't do that.
This is
another.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's,
this
you
is
know,
a murder.
It's over.
The FBI murdered this guy. They murdered him.
To make a statement.
Are you going to put up with this? Those of you who are, how much of this stuff are we going to put up with in this country?
You know, this one is so difficult because these guys did something that was bad. They did something that was wrong.
Yep,
they occupied it. Yeah, but that's the thing. They were very clear about saying, although they would defend themselves if they had to, that they wanted this to be peaceful. And, I mean, you have these guys really surrendering once they kind of got caught. I mean, they tried to get away, and then they surrendered. And you have the FBI now really trying to be quiet and mum about what actually happened here because
why was the FBI there in the first place?
Wrong.
Why
well,
was the FBI there
I understand
in the first
why
place?
The FBI was there because this was a federal building. And so the FBI's jurisdiction, they're going to bring them in to try
this
to
is the, this is
get
a
them out.
Government that's out of control, a country that's out of control. As I said when we first got started, it's the Chicago Police Department. It's the malfeasance in the part of many different states. There was a guy in Providence named Buddy Cianci.
Yeah, he was on the radio, right?
Right,
and
he's a talk host.
Former mayor?
Yep, and he was also, he was corrupt. He got arrested, he got tried, and he went to jail for 18 months, I think. When he came back out, he ran for mayor again, got elected.
Yeah.
Then,
hey, there's corruption. We stand for it, though. I mean, that's the gross part, is that we stand for it in this country because we don't know how to change it, or we think what's down the road is even worse. It's so crazy. But, I mean, we learned yesterday, Dougie, right here, that Chrisanne Hall was on, a constitutional teacher, and she said, you know, the government doesn't even have a right to this land that they're fighting over, that this isn't...
Nope.
Yeah, under the Constitution, they don't get to manage land.
No. I mean, I've asked this question. I've been asking it for years because my own personal experience as a farmer has found that it's impossible to deal with these people on the federal level. They have so much control over so much land. I was trying to use some land that had been previously farmland that they leased out to a farmer who was in the next town from me, and he died. So I went to them and I said, okay, I want to use it. What's the fee? And they said, no, we've decided not to use it anymore for farmland because there's a bird that's in danger. This is a 2,400-acre wildlife refuge located in two of the most expensive towns to live in Massachusetts, and they take 35 acres and they just take it.
Yeah.
And just don't because, let anybody use it?
You know,
they want to save a bird.
Right, which makes no sense. I know. And that happened in my neighborhood, too. You know, they had a chance to better my neighborhood with the golf course, and the environmentalists went nuts because it was going to endanger the spine flower. I mean, it's like, come on. But the thing that gets me also about this, or the other element that we haven't talked about too much, is the way the media portrays these guys. If you look at any story about them, they find the worst possible picture to use about these occupants. They look like total rednecky, and I'm using that in air quotes. You know, they look like they're out of their mind.
Like they're backwoodsmen. And the same
it's
thing
like
that Newsmax does when they put up pictures of Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton.
Yes, or the pictures that Fox uses of Donald Trump. You'll see the same tactic when Fox talks about Donald Trump.
Worse. Put their worst face forward.
Larry the Cable Guy, you know Larry the Cable Guy, the comedian?
Yeah.
He was on a show, and I've got to find this audio. I'll send it to Kara. Maybe we can play it next hour. But Larry the Cable Guy broke character. He never does. I mean, in all the years he's been famous, I've never seen him break character. His name's Daniel Whitney. And he had a lot to say about how people portray rednecks and about how the media gets so mad when rednecks don't fit into this narrative that they're sexist, racist, stupid. I mean, the media just begs for them to be that way, and when they're not, it puts them into a tailspin. I'll find it, and we'll see if we can play it this hour or next hour.
All right. It's 43 minutes past the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment. We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment, such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treating for two.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I have the pleasure each week at this time to speak with Uri Geller, who is one of the most interesting human beings on the planet, probably most famous for being a paranormalist. His homepage at urigeller.com has all kinds of information, all sorts of I use the word claim because that's what some others, although I would tell you, what he claims is true, because I've seen him bend a spoon. I've seen him make watches work. I've seen him make a stove that didn't work work, or a washing machine work. And people say, okay, that's fun, but what do you do to help people that's serious? What sort of things? You are internationally known because you've helped people in lots of different ways. Can you use what you have, or can others use the sort of thing that you have to help one's physicality? Let's say somebody's sick. Do you think there are examples of you using what you have in your mind to help people get well?
Well, Doug, let me correct that. No, I'm not a healer, and I actually never claimed that I was a healer. I get dozens and dozens of emails from people all around the world wanting to be healed after seeing my documentaries, television shows, movies, articles. And obviously, when someone believes that some person might have supernatural powers, they immediately lock into the healing factor because they want to get well. They don't want to die. Therefore, when I get an email, such an email from someone begging me, some emails tell me, I'll pay you anything you want, I say, no, I'm not a healer, and I immediately direct them to the medical field. I say to them, positive thinking helps, being optimistic and visualizing yourself getting well helps, but actually the healing factor comes and should come from medical doctors. So I send them to hospitals and MDs. So that answers that. But you know, helping people, yes, I do that every day because I get 300 emails a day. So by trying and instructing people to be positive, to be in an attitude of gratitude, to think and visualize positively and have positive intentions in life, that by itself helps. 2 weeks ago, I stopped about 2,000 Israelis from smoking because I was on a morning show and I did my Stop Smoking Act. In Germany, I stopped 57,000 people from smoking. I know I'm boasting now and maybe showing off, but anyone who hears us now and smokes, you get rid of that cigarette box and you know, activate and ignite your willpower, because at the bottom of the day, the end of the day, it's your willpower that will do little miracles for you.
No matter what you say, smoking is bad for you. Although I got a kick out of somebody sending me a picture this week, Uri, of the oldest woman in America, who's 112 years old. She claims that she's been smoking at least 30 cigarettes a day for 100 years.
And if you let me stop you. You know, also the Prime Minister of Israel, Golda Meir, was a heavy smoker, and she died at a very, you know, kind of old age. But that's, Doug, come on, that's unusual. We all know what the science and scientific reports come to conclusions about smoking. It's bad for you. It'll kill you. You'll die from cancer. But let's jump for 1 second. Let's jump to the debates and Donald Trump not showing up. You've probably spoken about it all day, yesterday and today. But I think he did very cleverly, because I think that by not being in that debate, he won the debate. What say you?
He's very clever. He's very smart. He's got it figured out. He told Roger Ailes, who runs Fox News, I'll show up. You give me $5 million for the charity to help wounded veterans. There are a lot of veterans in America that are getting a short shake from the government, and a lot of people are complaining about it. It's just another example of the government just not doing what it's supposed to do. So he set up a charity, started it, and in the first day got $6 million in donations. And I'm going to bet that his appearance doing that on CNN will get better ratings than the Fox debate between the rest of the candidates. I'm predicting. Okay, I don't know that for a fact, but
I know I'm going to draw fire, but I'm with Donald Trump. I want him to be the president of the United States because that also helps my homeland. Doug, great being with you. Talk to you next week.
Uri Geller, check out urigeller.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday, the 28th of January. Joining us now is Richard Schemmel, who's here on the program frequently in this spot. It's Tech Talk time. He formerly was with BuzzFeed, has his fingers on the pulse when it comes to technology, and is a solid observer of things, and I appreciate his input. We'll get some expertise from him, including what's happening to the Amazon stock. Just a moment away here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, now, Richard, we have the word from Amazon this week, the largest quarterly profit in the history of the company. They made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, strong sales over the holiday period. So why is the stock not doing well? I don't understand this at all. I do understand Wall Street and how it's rumor-driven. Some people say, well, they're not selling as much this year as they did last year. What kind of nonsense is that? If you were buying stock, would you buy Amazon stock?
Not today. Not today.
Really? Why? You want it to go down a little further and then buy it.
That's right. That's right. Amazon stock dropped 13%, and they say that it could be because of everybody, all these Prime customers doing impulse buys and using the one-day shipping. The logistics of shipping costs a lot of money, and they say there are about 58 million Prime users. So you can imagine, as a loss leader, it's now really a loss leader for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the days when they first got started? They didn't make any money for years, and people were buying up the stock, and nobody could figure out what was driving it. And now people are so critical. This is a great American company, and they're going to do terrifically.
Amazon didn't really start making money until last year. They've lost money almost every quarter.
And look at what the stock did over the years. Richard, it was when they first went into business, people were buying it, and I remember talking on the air about it. I hope, why are people buying this stock? But they saw something, felt something, and therefore did something in terms of buying it and supporting it, and it's been really good for the people who got in on the ground level. My heavens, look at the kind of money that those people have made.
My belief on the stock market is it could be manipulated so easily. It's better to put $100 on red or black on Vegas than to buy a stock, because you don't know all the different variables, like the Big Short. You know, mm-hmm. States.
Good movie.
Just that.
Yep. Yep. All right. Circuit City is back for the third time. This time they're specializing in what millennials are using for technology. Smart move.
Like I said last week, you can put ketchup in a mustard bottle, it's still mustard, or it's still ketchup. I don't think so. I think that Circuit City is dead. You know, to try and bring them back the way they want to bring them back, I don't think it's going to work. You know, there are too many different options now.
Yeah, there are. That's true. Streaming video for the Super Bowl game. What's that going to do to the television viewing?
You're going to have Xbox One, Apple TV, Roku, Chromecast, Amazon Fire. It's going to need more viewers for the telecast for the NFL. What it may do for CBS is it may just drop some of the ratings. You never know. You never know. They're trying whatever they can to recoup that money they put out. You know, I see they're having all these new cameras, 70 cameras. And it's just going to be an amazing broadcast.
Right. Too much technology. Well, anyway, whatever happened is just watching the game. Hello. 59 past the hour. Richard.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number.